In the long winters of Minnesota, hockey is a way of life. The colder, the better.
We enjoy winter here. I love the four seasons, and I love winter as much as summer. So for this community to be able to come out here and have a really neat event like this where it's free to attend, you know, reasonably priced food inside, so families can come down here and enjoy hockey the way nature intended.
Each winter, the U.S. Pond Hockey Championships bring out the Hardy to chase a little black puck around Lake Nokomis.
At the end of the day, I mean, look at this. This is unlike anywhere you're going to find in the world to have a pond hockey event like this, and we're just honored and humbled to be able to be caretakers of such a great event.
But as the planet warms, the hockey season is shrinking. Climate change is chipping away at Minnesota's winter ice.
And when we look at the climate model projections for the future, and it's not just Minnesota, but it's really the entire region, that trend appears to continue. And so we expect a continued contraction of, you know, not just our winter season, but the opportunity to recreate the way that we used to during winter.
Minnesota has lost an average of 10 to 14 days of lake ice over the past 50 years, according to state figures.
The shorter the winters get, the more work organizers have to do to make sure there's ice to play on.
There's the shoveling, lots of it, and snow blowing, and finally the Zamboni, smoothing the ice to a glass-like sheen that leaves nothing but jersey-clad players between puck and goal. But they'll have to mold the ice while temperatures allow. Researchers say by the end of this century, another one-third of the outdoor skating season will burn up due to global warming. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, on Lake Nokomis in Minneapolis.